welcome to another broadcast of Chit Chat Cafe Live on the Artist First Radio Network. This show airs every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to check out the archives page at artistfirst.com, where this show and all other shows can be downloaded for free and on demand. And now, here's your hostesses of Chit Chat Cafe Live, Lisa, Betty Ann, and Dee.
Where talk is chic. We're airing live from Artist First World Radio, and we have a fabulous show for you tonight, don't we, Dee?
We certainly do. I can't wait to get started with tonight. So what's going on, Lisa? What's happening with you?
Oh, nothing. We're just Betty and our other co-host is off tonight. She has some stuff going on in her family.
Okay.
She won't be joining us tonight, but she'll be back next week.
Okay, and we have exciting guests on tonight, so I can't wait to get started with our first guest.
Yeah.
We have Gabby Richmond back. Gabby is one of our correspondents for Fashion and Style. And Gabby, hey!
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fabulous.
Yeah, so I think tonight you have some tips and tricks about the do's and don'ts of summer dressing.
I do.
Okay. Where do we get started with you?
Well, actually, I want to get started on your feet because I was walking around today and I saw some don'ts that I want to talk about because right now, platform sneakers are very in. Whether it's you can tell that there's a platform and it goes across the whole shoe or there's a hidden platform and it makes us shorter girls, a.k.a. me, a little taller. Some people get a little confused, and there's a Converse high heel that's made, and I actually saw that today, which was horrific. So that's a don't. That's definitely a don't. A don't is no high heel sneakers.
Okay, so I saw, I was perusing around Nordstrom's today, and I saw Steve Madden has out their sneaker, kind of like, it's not a high heel, but it's a little wedge. And I got to tell you, they're selling out of it. What do you think about the Steve Madden sneaker?
I love the Steve Madden sneaker. I love that it comes in more than one color. It's really fun for summer. It's really fun to wear with a sundress or with some jean shorts when you're at the beach. Prada, if you want to spend a little more money, Prada actually has a really cute high platform sneaker, too, with a shimmer lace bow. That's adorable. And then if you go on nastygal.com, they have a great platform sneaker as well where the sole is a rainbow. So it's super fun for summer.
Oh, my
gosh.
What
was that site, Nasty Girl?
Nasty Gal.
Oh, NastyGal.com.
Yeah, they have a great selection of all styles, all clothing in general, actually. It's moderately priced, but their shoes are amazing right now for all summer trends.
Oh, that sounds so much fun. Okay, so what are we wearing this sneaker with?
I personally, out in L.A., I love wearing the sundress. It's great. It's fun. It's flowy with the breeze. So with any color sundress, you can do the platform sneaker. I love doing it with jean shorts. And with the right pair, you can do it with a bathing suit, which I think is fun because I'm definitely against the bathing suit plus heels look. But if you do it with the sneakers, it gives you a little height. It gives your legs a little length, but it still looks super fun and cute.
All right, so Gab, what are you saying? I shouldn't wear my Louboutins like tromping down in the sand. I should kind of revert to the platform sneaker a little bit here.
You would be surprised what I have seen in Los Angeles or in New York City for that matter at all of their fancy schmancy pool parties at the hotels they have. You would be surprised what you see some of the girls wearing.
It's so funny because I was at the beach it was on Sunday, and the styles that were hitting the beach were, I mean, everything. It was everything from lots of jewelry.
The Jersey Shore is a little much, though, don't you think?
I know. We're Jersey-licious. We are Jersey-licious. I mean, there's no getting around it. What else are we looking for this summer?
I've been seeing a lot of spikes. We saw a lot of spikes last season on the Louboutins, especially Sam Edelman shoes as well. If you don't know what a spike is or a stud, it's a little silver embellishment that it's not sharp at all. It looks like it might be sharp and kind of fierce is the right terminology. But spikes on sneakers, spikes on heels are out unless you're wearing Louboutins, of course, which are always in. But right now, obviously, you know that, Dee.
My soul is red. Go ahead.
obviously. But right now, spikes are really cute on rings. It gives you a little bit more of a punk rock look, especially if you have a softer feel for clothing. You're a little girlier. You can wear a ring with some bigger spikes that are either gold, silver, metal, or the neon craze right now especially. Or I really like doing the studs and spikes on denim, whether it's denim shorts or it's a denim vest. It's actually a great do-it-yourself project. You can go to Michael's. You can go to any art store, really. And buy your own spikes, buy some fabric glue, and just put them wherever you want.
Okay.
Really fun. especially if you want to put them on, like, your shoulder blade or something, it'll give you a little bit of edge, or on your purse, really. It'll give you a little bit of edge, but it doesn't have to stay on your outfit the whole time you're out.
All right. So what demographic are we talking about here? So if we take our 20s to our 30s, can we just spike it out altogether? All over the place.
Yeah. 20s to 30s, you can spike it out all over the place. You can put on pants. You can have it on a stud on the butt of your jeans. You can really have it on any blouse, especially I've seen some spikes on the collar of some of the button-up shirts. If you're 30 to 40, I would suggest toning it down just a little bit. I would maybe do a lapel here and there, or I would really go towards the bag. If you put studs on your purse, it's really fun. It's simple, but you don't look like you're trying too hard.
Yeah, and I think we really can incorporate, like, the style that's happening now with, like, any age group.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But you just have to be careful not to overdo it. You don't want to wear the spikes on your vest with some denim, with your jean shorts, with your shoes and a headband. You know, you have to do it moderately so that you're not too much.
Okay. So if you were to think about don'ts for the summer.
Okay. Don'ts for
what's
the summer.
Completely out?
What do you think is out right now, Dee?
What do I think is out right now?
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny because I always think everything is in if it's tastefully done.
Okay.
You know, because I'm seeing, you know, go back retro. I'm seeing a lot of tie-dye right now, especially in the bathing suits, which are coming back from, like, hipsy chic. You know, and I think it works for everybody. It just depends on how you're going to do this. You can't overload anything. But what are you seeing in LA if you're talking about someone who's very sophisticated, you know, wants to make an impression but not an overload?
Well, two things I'm seeing. One is a lot of printed denim, whether it's floral print, whether it's a leopard print. You can have tie-dye denim as well, either in jeans or the shorts. There's just a lot of denim embellishments. There's a lot of studs on denim, a lot of rips, but not too many rips and tears. But something that you have to be careful with denim right now is that jean shorts used to be really in. We like to call them jorts for short. But jean shorts used to be really in. Girls would wear them out. Girls would wear them with heels, wear them with crop tops. Right now, for me, I only want to see denim shorts that are completely plain on the beach or at home. It's not something that you want to wear out right now. Unless they're colored, you don't really want to wear jean shorts that much, which unfortunately we're seeing a lot in L.A., but it's a beach town, so what are you going to do, you know?
Yeah. No.
I'm sure you saw them a lot at the Jersey Shore when you were there.
Yeah, no, I do know. Lisa, what are you seeing around for summer right now?
I'm interested in sundresses. What's, like, a cute type sundress just to wear, like, just every day, just every little outing, going shopping? What's a good sundress? Like, what style?
Right now I'm loving the backless sundress. There's a lot of fun styles. I don't really like the sheer sundress as much just because it's hard to put on your undergarments and look appropriate for daytime wear. But a lot of sundresses have the whole back cut out, which gives you a little bit of a sexy edge without showing too much skin, especially if you're not as comfortable with certain parts of your body. It gives you a little bit of that sex appeal without showing your midsection. If you do happen to be comfortable with your body and, you know, excited to show off your summer tan and tautness, there's a lot of cute sundresses that have cutouts right now, whether it's in your midsection or it's your belly button, or it's your shoulders that are cut out with a little bit of lace covering the cutout. There's a lot of fun things you can do. Actually, I'm wearing a sundress right now. It's lilac. It's very cute.
Very cute.
Yeah, so a lot of skin showing, but not the obvious skin showing. It's more of the back and the sides of your body.
All right. Since you're our Chit-Chat fashion correspondent, I'm going to ask you right now, what the latest and greatest going on in your life? Where have you been lately?
Lately, well, actually, one of the greatest moments of my summer so far.
Go ahead.
I was returning something to a showroom that I had pulled for a styling session I did the other day. It was Rachel Zoe's showroom, which is amazing in general. It's right on Melrose. It's across the street from the Diane von Furstenberg store. It's huge. They have lines and walls of shoes. Rachel Zoe was standing there with her husband and her baby when I walked in. And I died.
I would have died.
I died. And she told me that my outfit was cute. I died.
Oh, my God.
It was amazing. Otherwise, we're just really enjoying the sun out here. We had dinner at this great place last night where we actually saw David Letterman eating as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was right on Melrose, too, actually. So there's a lot.
What
there's
was the
a
restaurant? Where were you?
Son of a Gun. Son of a Gun. It's right in the middle of L.A. Yeah, it's fish-based and delicious. Had the best fried chicken sandwich I've ever had in my life.
What are we wearing if we go there?
If we go there, you want to wear a summery pump or a summer wedge. I was wearing some candy-colored pumps, bright blue, actually, and a sundress. I think a sundress works day or night, but I really like wearing it at night. It gives you a fun edge and shows off your tan.
Okay. Okay. What's coming up for you right now?
Right now, let's see, we're preparing for 4th of July. I've been doing a lot of 4th of July shopping, actually, because I just styled a shoot for what to wear for 4th of July. There were a lot of vintage shorts with an American flag on them, a button-down American flag shirt that you can tie up with high-waisted shorts. It's a great story, and my favorite right now is buy an American flag headband or buy an American flag bandana, make it into a headband, and rock it on next Wednesday.
Okay. That sounds
very fun.
That's amazing. Are you heading back to New York anytime soon?
Heading back in September.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait.
I know. I'm so excited.
I know. We're going to get to see you. I mean, we have to connect. We have to get together. What's going on in New York as far as fashion? I mean, for the summer, is it so much different from L.A. right now?
Fashion in New York during summer is a little bit different just because of the weather. So the fact that it's so humid and it stays hot 24 hours a day, the climate doesn't change. Out in LA, the climate changes at night because it's the desert. But in New York, it almost gets hotter at night. It can be 3 a.m. and 150 degrees out. So there's a lot more crop tops. There's a lot more flowy chiffon material so that you don't sweat and it doesn't stick to you. Less denim and more dresses in general, just so that you can keep cool and stay away from sweating too much.
You like skirts in the summertime? Little pencil skirts, little short pencil skirts?
Yeah, I'm all for a short pencil skirt during summer with a cute tank top and some pumps. I like that, but as long as it's a little shorter, just because if it's too long, then you're just going to be way too hot. There's no breathing room.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else we need to know for the summer? Any more don'ts that we should not do this summer? Because
any more don'ts? Actually, I went out the other night in L.A., and I saw some girls, different groups of girls, in fact, wearing bow ties or men's ties.
Yeah.
Very 90s in a bad way. Very Fiona Apple in a terrible way. If you're a lady, don't wear a man's tie. You can buy a top that has a tie where you can tie it yourself, and it can be off to the side and a little floppier in a very feminine way. But otherwise, don't wear bow ties. don't wear men's ties.
I still see people wearing the men's ties, you know, like popped up collar and the men's ties, and
horrible.
I think, you know, it's passé right now.
Yeah, Diana Agron from Glee actually did a photo shoot, and she was wearing a man's tie, and I just, the androgynous look can be cute, but if it's just a man's tie with a feminine outfit, I just don't think it works.
Okay. All right, Gab, we need you back with us.
Yes, please. I love talking to you, ladies.
No, you're our fashion correspondent, so get your homework done. We're ready when, you know, of course, when you are. And what are we looking forward to with Gabby? We know, want to say again where we can follow you.
Yes, Twitter and Instagram is Gabrielle Rich. There is an article coming out tomorrow on fashionindie.com about how to wear a backwards hat during summer. And probably a lot more on Fashion Indie to come. So keep your eyes peeled for that website.
All right. You got it.
Thank you so much, ladies. It was so fun.
Oh, my gosh. We love you. We love having you on here. Gabby, we're going to be talking again real soon. So go out there, get all our fashion news.
I will get all the fashion news in L.A.
Yeah, all the fashion news in L.A. And probably in about 8 weeks, we're going to start getting ready for New York Fashion Week, right?
Oh, I cannot wait for that. That's going to be...
We're going to be up there with you. We're going to be joining you on that, so that's going to be a lot of fun. Gabby, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye. You got it.
Bye.
Okay, right now we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back with Chit Chat Cafe.
Now back to Chit Chat Cafe Live on the Artist First Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. It's Lisa. Our next guest, her name is Michelle Patterson. She's the CEO of Event Complete, and she will be running the California Women's Conference, which is an internationally acclaimed forum for the world's most influential voices, hearts, and minds. Welcome, Michelle.
Hi there, Lisa. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Happy Thursday to you, ladies.
Thursday to you too, Michelle.
So tell us all about this conference. You got some cool people that are gonna speak.
Yeah, no, we've got an amazing lineup. So our event's been going on for 27 years, and I am very blessed to have the opportunity to carry it on and continue that tradition. So it's exciting. It's September 23rd and 24th at the Long Beach Convention Center.
And tell us exactly what it is.
So the California Women's Conference is, it was started, and I'll start with that, 27 years ago by Governor George Duke Majan. And what was happening was businesses that were being started by women were failing at a rapid rate. and he put this conference together to give women the tools and the resources to be successful. And that conference then continued, again, 27 years. So it's pretty exciting when individuals go to the conference, they're going to have an opportunity to really look at a whole variety of things, everything from whether they want to focus on building that million-dollar career to focus on building up their own business. We also have an entire city that we've built that has different exhibitors. One street is dedicated to over 40 not-for-profits. So if it's an individual that's looking to go ahead and donate their time and get involved, they can do philanthropic work. So it's really an opportunity for women to go there and not only get inspired, but also be able to go there and find any types of tools, things that will make things easier for them to go after what they are dreaming about, what they want to cover.
So tell some of the speakers that will be speaking this year.
Sure, it's an interesting lineup. We've got several that fall everywhere from, we've got Gloria Allred, we know her as the advocate for women's rights.
Mm-hmm.
All the way through, we've got Allie Brown, we've got Les Brown, Maria Bello, who's been doing amazing work. She's got an organization called We Advance for Haiti, and has just been doing some extraordinary things. Patricia Arquette. We've got Vernice the Fly Girl. She's America's first African-American female combat pilot. And the list, it continues. It's, again, just this wide range. What I love about this conference is it's an opportunity for women and men to attend. We get asked all the time, I'm a guy, can I go? And you could go too. We want you there. So we have an opportunity for these different panel discussions, and I'll give you some examples of the panels. One panel is an organization called Springboard, and what they do, they've actually had some amazing successes. They've raised $5 billion in funding for women-owned businesses. And so what we've done is we've created what's called Dolphin Tank. So play on words, it's not Shark Tank, it's Dolphin Tank. And what we've done is you can go to the website, CaliforniaWomen'sConference.com, and you actually could post a two-minute video. And that video then is, your idea, your business idea, anything that you're looking to go ahead and raise funding for and resources for. And then we actually narrow it down to five different individuals, and then they'll actually present on the main stage. And we've got different banks and VC groups and a whole slew of individuals that will be working to be able to go ahead and really showcase these companies and use it as an opportunity from a training standpoint. So that's one, and there's several others that really, just some fun ones. I mean, we've got the 40th anniversary for the Waltons, and, so we've got the Waltons that are going to be there, and that's on Sunday evening. And I was sharing with you, the event starts, it's Sunday, September 23rd, so it actually starts on Sunday morning. Our official run is hosted by the Susan G. Komen Foundation, and we're anticipating 30,000 that will be coming out. And then that evening, we've got a concert. We're actually releasing in the month of July is our headliner. But we've got things like, Magic Castle, who's gotten involved. We've got women magicians. And so you always think of women magicians, you think of men are typical to be in that role. So just really doing some things outside and showing women from all over the world that have been doing extraordinary things. To have them come in and be these thought leaders. It's exciting, very exciting. I hope you guys can be there.
Oh, we would love to. Absolutely.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of speaking engagements, and when I get done, I get the phone call. It's like, okay, let's coordinate. So, we'd love to have you there. Probably my biggest thing is just making sure that everybody hears about it, knows about it, and gets the word out so that they don't miss it and they get it on their calendars now.
And tell the website where they can buy tickets.
Sure. It's CaliforniaWomen'sConference.com, and that's all spelled out, CaliforniaWomen'sConference.com. And they can also call into the offices, and I can give you that number, which is 949 218-0866. And we still have some booths available, though we just released them, and they're the first ones that go, the exhibit booths. And it's something that we're really proud of, and I'll share with you. We've got some of the feedback that came back was, gosh, this is such an amazing conference. It's the largest in the country. It's wonderful. It lasts 2 days, but what happens is it ends. You know, we would love for this to continue and to have this as a resource. So what we've created is an actual blog that's called Touchpoint, and you can go online and you can actually share your thoughts now and be a part of that. And that's spelled Touchpoint with an E at the end, .com. And what's exciting about this is we are actually working with a few companies, and we've come together from a social media standpoint, but we've got a blog that's set up that has these different panel discussions. So everything from our moderator, John Walsh, who created ESPN, he'll be on there, and we've got Olympian Janet Evans and several others. And so as an attendee and someone that's interested in this conference, you can go online and communicate with the MC, and you could talk to the panelists, these thought leaders, and have that conversation. Because so often you go to conferences, and you guys know this. The first half is spent on the introductions, and it's like, okay, let's get into the meat of the conversation. Let's go. Let's talk about what we really want to cover. And so this way, the conversation is then leading up to this conference, but more importantly is it continues on after the conference, and we've been working with all of our universities to be able to continue working with them as well to get that information on. So a lot of stuff going on leading up to the conference and then after.
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I'll tell you one other little tidbit. So when you go to the conference, we set it up as a city. So we've got in the center, we've got a big stage, and so we're using the big exhibit hall. We've got the arena, which is always really exciting. But again, one of the pieces was, as an exhibitor, you want the attendees to really spend time in this big exhibit hall. So we thought, you know what? We're going to go ahead. We're going to create a city, and the city has streets and street lights and park benches, and we're bringing in trees. And so it's that, if you were to go to the Paris Hotel, that indoor-outdoor look. And so as an attendee, when you come in, you're given a QR code, and that's your opportunity to go ahead and we're asking our attendees to give us a quote or a goal. And in the very center, we've got an oak tree that then is a true oak tree that turns into an avatar. And these QR codes are populated onto the tree, and that then lives on this website. And so it's exciting because we've got Sonia Nettle, who's done some amazing design work, partnered with Donna Karen. They've been flying out from New York. And so I'm explaining to them, I have this vision of this oak tree. And they said,
gorgeous.
Doesn't that sound beautiful? It's just very much
absolutely gorgeous.
In representing community. And that's what I think is so exciting when you look at right now what's happening with women. And, I mean, never before have we had, so many opportunities and women going into fields that they've never been in before. And, there's more women in the workforce than ever before. And if you look at it, even some of these statistics, I mean, they're staggering. Women represent 78% of the consumer, 85% of the decision maker. So it's definitely a place that people want to be at, and whether you're communicating to that audience or not. So I'm excited to have you guys there, and I think it's going to be something that we're really going to be proud of.
You're going to be so proud of it because it's an amazing, amazing feat that you have created here. So it'll be amazing to see. I hope we can get there for it sometime.
I would love that. Well, I'll make sure that you are tied in because we really appreciate what you're doing and having me on the show and helping get the word out. Is really what we need, and it's great because again, if people are looking to write a book, I mean, there's people there that will help you. Or it's just there's so many different things, and it really appeals to women in all aspects of their life and where they're at. So we've got some amazing talent, Gwen Stefani. We've got her.
Love her.
Come in. Yeah, and And I think too, it's they've got these, you know, amazing, you know, they're so talented. And then in addition, they're changing the world. I mean, they're doing these amazing things. I mean, I talked about, you know, again, Maria Bello. I was at an event that she did, and I thought, you know, this is what's really important. And what's great is when they give themselves this platform to be able to get the word out. So I appreciate what you guys are doing.
Well, it's our pleasure.
Thank you, Michelle, so much. Lisa?
We're going to try to be there. We'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. Maybe if you want to come back on again before, you know, maybe in a month or so to you know, get the word out there again. So, you know, people start.
I would love that. We'll count on that. And then again, we'll make sure that you guys are all, I know people who know people who can get you in. So. rumor has it. I got connections. You're talking to the right person.
Okay.
All right, ladies. Have a great night.
Have a good
you
night.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That would be cool to go, don't you think, Dee?
It would be so great. So great. That would be so exciting. So many exciting people. And it's such a message to everybody.
Yep.
So I think it's definitely something that we should follow and become connected with.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're going to take a quick commercial break. And then when we come back, we're having David Daniels. Right, Lisa?
He's going to keep us up to date on all that's going on in Hollywood.
So much fun. We love David.
Now back to Chit Chat Cafe Live on the Artist First Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. We're back to Chit Chat Cafe Live this evening. And tonight, as always, we welcome our special correspondent, David Daniels, CSN Hollywood correspondent with us. Hi, David. How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you, ladies?
We're good. Great. Thank you so much for being here this evening with us. And I know you have some wonderful, wonderful things to get us started with this evening.
Well, it's wonderful if you like the movie. Not so wonderful if you don't, I guess. But there are a bunch of big movies opening this weekend. It is summer. It is the season for it. Nothing is going to top Brave at the box office. The Pixar movie is going to probably finish first again. But while the daughters are in seeing Brave, their mommies are going to sneak across the Cineplex and go see Magic Mike. Now, I know
amazing,
this is probably...
Amazing movie, right?
well, amazing in terms... It's a point of view, and I'm trying not to be a movie reviewer on here unless I have to be, because I don't want to... I want to tell people about the movies, but I want them to go out and experience them for themselves. I know the worst thing that can happen is you get really pumped up for a movie, and then you go see it and it doesn't meet those expectations. Whereas if you'd just gone and seen it without hearing too much about how good it was or bad it was, then you might have enjoyed it more. But a lot of women, especially, a lot of people, but especially women, are going to enjoy Magic Mike. Channing Tatum stars in this, and yes, if you've heard anything about it, you know that it's inspired by his past when he was trying to get started as an actor. He was also an exotic dancer and stripper, and that's what the movie is about. It's about a Florida club where Channing is the title character, Magic Mike. He's got a bunch of other young studs under his wing. Matthew McConaughey plays the owner of the club. There's a lot of beefcake on display, and, you know, it's probably a little longer on the beautiful sights than on the plot or the substance, but it's directed by Steven Soderbergh, who's done a lot of impressive films. He did the Ocean's films especially, which were, if you think about it, they, besides the capers, the Ocean's films were about how men relate to other men. And that's a lot of what goes on here. So, you know, there might be some substance there as well. But I don't think substance is the reason that the advance tickets are going so fast on this.
No, I don't think so either.
In fact, Fandango, which is one of the major online ticket sellers, their advance ticket sales are huge for this. And they believe, and it makes sense, it's because women are planning to go see this, and they're making plans to go in groups. I mean, this is the way they did for the first Sex and the City movie. This is becoming a girlfriends get together and go out. In fact, some of the ads have even suggested that and said, tell your boyfriend you're going to book club. So yeah. That's going to probably come in right below Brave at the box office this weekend.
What about Tyler Perry's movie that's coming out?
Tyler Perry is back in the drag and the fat suit for another Madea movie. It's called Madea's Witness Protection. No, Madea hasn't finally needed to go on the lam. It's the other way around. Actually, she's hosting Witness Protection. Eugene Levy, a funny guy, plays a Wall Street investment banker, and he's set up in his company's mob-backed Ponzi scheme. He turns out to be the fall guy. He's got to go on the run, and you get a few plot twists, and he's relocated down south with his family to Aunt Medea's home. And so these somewhat spoiled and skittery New Yorkers have to deal with Medea's particular brand of discipline and firmness. You've got Denise Richards in there. You've got Doris Roberts. A lot of people that audiences will recognize, but come on, people are going to go to see Tyler Perry in drag as Medea at least one more time. So that one should do pretty well.
Absolutely. And then I think we have somebody coming. We have another one coming out, Chris Pine and Elizabeth Banks. We have a drama coming out with them.
Yes, we do. This is really getting some notice. It's called People Like Us. It's sort of the thoughtful drama of the weekend. Some people remember Chris Pine from Star Trek. He's the new Captain Kirk. And he shows a little more depth in his acting here. He plays a salesman who is settling his late father's estate, and he discovers that his father was leading a double life. His father had another family, and he has a sister that he never knew he had. Elizabeth Banks plays the sister. She's a single mom. And both of them, once they sort of become accustomed to each other existing, they have to reexamine their lives and their choices and what family means to them. Michelle Pfeiffer is in it. I've been in love with her forever.
Love her.
She plays Pine's mother. Olivia Wilde is also in it. It's a good cast, and it's getting some very nice reviews.
It's a great cast, and I'm surprised, so surprised you're here with us, because I think right in Hollywood right now there's a premiere going on, and you are
there.
So
there is a premiere going on, but before I mention that, I want to mention there is one more big movie coming out this weekend, and it's called Ted. And if people like Family Guy, the animated TV series Family Guy, they're going to want to go see this. It's the directorial debut, the big screen debut of Seth MacFarlane, who created Family Guy. Check this out for a plot. There's a boy who, as a boy, he makes a wish that his teddy bear would come to life and talk to him. And it does. And that's great, right? Except then the boy grows up, or rather he doesn't grow up. Turns into Mark Wahlberg. They're both adults age-wise now. They're both sort of arrested adolescents. You know, they're drinking and smoking and carousing. But Wahlberg's girlfriend, Mila Kunis, he wants him to boot the bear out of the apartment and settle down. And so, you know, what do you do with a talking living teddy bear who acts like a, you know, frankly, like Jack
Black.
You know,
I saw the commercials for that and the previews for that. I have to tell you, it looks adorable. Even my husband was looking at it, and he said, "I think that's something I want to see." And
it's going to do well. It is. It's both adorable and raunchy. I will warn you, it is an R-rated comedy. But and McFarlane, in addition to writing it and directing it, he's the voice of Ted. So if you ever wondered what a guy who thinks that way sounds like, that's what he sounds like.
I think it's something we want to see. But, okay, while we're talking,
right now, this very second, down in Westwood, which is a part of Los Angeles where UCLA is, and there are a lot of theaters, is a massive movie premiere. My colleague KJ Matthews and a crew are covering it right now. The Amazing Spider-Man. The big Hollywood premiere is going on at this minute. It's a reboot, yes, just 10 years after the last reboot of the series. This time it's Andrew Garfield in the Spidey suit. You'll remember him as the money man from Social Network.
Right.
He's the one who helped Mark Zuckerberg out, played Eduardo Severin, that helped Mark Zuckerberg out with the money and then got frozen out. I don't think that's a spoiler. If you haven't seen Social Network by now, come on. So he plays Peter Parker in Spider-Man. Emma Stone plays his girlfriend from The Help and so many other wonderful movies. Dennis Leary is in it. Reese Evans. His aunt and uncle are played by Martin Sheen and Sally Field. So another great cast, and I'm hearing really good things about this one. This movie actually opens up next Tuesday, which
right,
you know, most
July
movies
4th.
Don't open exactly. They want to get the whole 4th of July crowd. So rather than opening on a weekend or a Friday, that one's opening next Tuesday, The Amazing Spider-Man. So,
anything going on for the weekend after the 4th?
The weekend after the 4th. Gosh, I'd
like
have to check.
Friday,
I don't have my notes here.
Heard something was coming out. We have Michelle Williams and Seth Rogen.
That's a small movie that's coming out actually this weekend, but it'll also be then. It's called Take This Waltz. And that really has me piqued. It's about a genuine question. What happens when you're in love with your spouse and you find yourself falling for someone else? I mean, this has to have happened to people. It's right there when nobody's necessarily the bad guy, but Michelle Williams, 2-time Oscar nominee, she's the woman in the middle here. And since Seth Rogen is in it, she plays her husband, you know there's going to be some laughs, but, you know, this one goes for your emotions.
Right. What's the name of the
movie? Next weekend, after the 4th, the big movie is Savages. This is the new Oliver Stone movie. And it's everything that you expect from an Oliver Stone movie. There's lots of violence. There's lots of... everything that the MPAA rates a movie R for is in here. It's about two young men who basically they run a Southern California marijuana operation. They play drug distributors, growers and distributors. They have a girlfriend in common, yes, and when the Mexican cartels who want to move into Southern California don't like the fact that the guys don't want to share, they kidnap the girlfriend. And that's where the violence comes in, and lots of drugs. And this is an intense Oliver Stone movie, and it's going to attract a certain kind of audience that wants that kind of adrenaline rush and such in theaters. But completely different from The Amazing Spider-Man. Very
phenomenal.
Different audiences.
It'll be phenomenal. Okay, I want to get down to the nitty gritty now. You ready?
I'm ready. I don't know what it is, but I'm ready.
Come on, baby. I need some gossip. What's happening with Chris Brown and Drake?
If you follow them, you remember that earlier this month, they got into it. Chris Brown and Drake, they're both major rap stars. They were both at the same club. It's actually a nightclub called WIP in New York. They were in this lounge in the basement with their entourages. And one was just coming in, the other was just leaving. It's kind of hazy because everyone's got a different story. But what I've been able to piece together is Drake apparently sent a note over to Chris Brown's party that was kind of sarcastic and made a reference to Rihanna. Rihanna, of course, being Chris Brown's ex, whom he famously assaulted the night before the Grammys a few years ago. That whole thing has sent Chris Brown into a completely different place in terms of, you know, going from someone who's solely admired to someone who's very controversial. So you can imagine he might have reacted. Words were exchanged, bottles were thrown, and then the two and their entourages started mixing it up. A few people were injured, including Brown. So now, you know, someone's obviously going to take advantage of this. It's a boxing promoter here in L.A. He is offering Chris and Drake $1 million each to get into the ring and settle it there. The idea is they'd go 3 one-minute rounds. They'd put on protective headgear and oversized gloves. It'd be like celebrity boxing you've seen, and go at it. And any proceeds from the match, from people paying to see it live or on pay-per-view, would go to a charity that helps abused women. Of course, he's not just
ironic if you think about it.
Very ironic, especially since he's invited Rihanna to be the ring girl.
Wow.
Now he's semi-realistic here. He said, he's 99.9% sure that she's going to say no, but if the fight happens, he's sure that she'll be watching. I think if the fight happens, a lot of people will be watching.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I also don't think it's ever going to happen, but, it's fun to think about for a minute.
No, it really is. Okay, so I'm going to do a quick countdown with you because I'm not letting you go tonight, nor is Lisa, without the long-teased Hollywood Walk of Fame story. But tell me, we have a legacy who passed away this week.
Yes, we did. Nora Ephron passed away, and anyone who has been to the movies at all over the last quarter century knows Nora Ephron's work, even if you didn't know it was her, and most people did by this time. She was an amazing writer, especially of romantic comedies. She is the person behind When Harry Met Sally, Sleepless in Seattle, You've Got Mail, all the way up to her most recent one, Julie and Julia. She directed a lot of her screenplays. She was just phenomenal. But she also wrote serious drama. Her first Oscar nomination out of three was for Silkwood, the first time also out of several that she worked with Meryl Streep. That was Meryl Streep and Cher, and about Karen Silkwood, the nuclear plant worker who changed procedures there at the cost of her own life.
So
she was an incredible writer. Usually you can find someone to say something ill of a celebrity when they pass away, even if no one else will. No one here. She made a point of being open and friendly and genuine to everyone she met. She seemed to work with everyone in Hollywood, and everyone in Hollywood loved her. It was really, you can tell when you do this for a living, when people are sort of mouthing platitudes about someone and when they genuinely have dear feelings for someone who's passed. She was 71. She'd been fighting leukemia for a few years, and she kept it very, very quiet. Not till the end did anybody outside her inner circle really know. But she will definitely be missed. Nora Ephron was a class act.
Amazing person. So if I say to you and cue you on, so tell me what you want, what you really, really want. Is there a new musical coming out that we should know about?
There is. The Spice Girls. You're going to have to go to London to see this because, remember, they're British. But, yes, if you're ready for more girl power, the Spice Girls announced this week that there will be a new stage musical based on their songs.
Who doesn't called love them, please?
It's a guilty pleasure. It's wonderful. And the show is called Viva Forever, which is a typically girl power-esque Spice Girls title. Now, all their hits, of course, will be their Wannabe, Mama, Spice Up Your Life. And get this, Jennifer Saunders is writing the script from Absolutely Fabulous, from AbFab.
Absolutely.
Yes.
My God,
so
AbFab!
What more do you want, right?
Trust me when I tell you.
Viva Forever is going to open in December in London. So get your tickets now.
I'll be there. Do you think it'll come to New York?
I think if it's successful enough, without a doubt. It sounds like the sort of touring show, actually, that does well touring in the U.S. I mean, come on, it's a total guilty pleasure. It's the Spice Girls. Come on.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. Oh my God, David. I mean, you have so much. We love having you on here, but now.
See if I can get through this in the few minutes we have left. This happened about a year ago May, and to understand the story, you have to understand two things. One, I am in addition to a producer, I'm a longtime copy editor. I'm the annoying person who notices mistakes, typos in menus, and in, when the credits roll in a movie, things like that. The other thing is I take mass transit to work. I'm an environmental guy. I take the metro to work, and as a result of those two things, this is what happened. I get off the metro when I'm headed for the CNN building in Los Angeles at Hollywood and Vine, the famous intersection. There's a metro stop there, and it's right near the big intersection where a lot of the stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame are. You can't help but notice them, and especially when they're getting a new one ready. They've got it coned off, and there are people you know, they install it the night before and they're cleaning it off and making sure it's perfect. I walk by one morning, I see two workmen cleaning off the newest star. It's for Julia Louis-Dreyfus, you know, Seinfeld and the New Adventures of Old Christine.
Yeah.
And she's the first Seinfeld alum to receive a star in the Walk of Fame. So this, you know, this is pretty big. This is about 7:30 in the morning when I get into work. The star ceremony is usually at 11:30, so it's coming up. I glance at it as I walk by, and then I stop, and I look more closely, because her name is spelled wrong. It's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. It's a French name, L-O-U-I-S hyphen Dreyfus. They missed the O.
Uh-oh.
They spelled it like Spanish, like Luis, and there was no hyphen.
Oh, God.
Now, the workers aren't the ones who, you know, created the star. They're just there to clean it up and such. They're a little star. They don't know what to do. So I start heading for work to call the folks at the Walk of Fame to let them know they have a problem. And I start, and then I stop, and I come back and say, I better take a picture. So just you know, because they're going to yell at me if I don't at work. So I snap a picture on my BlackBerry. I run into work because I don't have the number on me. I call Anna Martinez, who is the press rep for 25 years, amazing lady, who arranges all these events for the Walk of Fame. And I tell her, and she is freaked out. You know, are you sure? And she hangs up the phone and goes rushing off to do something about it. So a couple hours later, you know, she calls me back. Let me know they're doing a temporary fix. They're basically using the star equivalent of liquid paper. They're putting a quick temporary correctly spelled nameplate over it, and then they'll fix the real thing later. So she calls me back, lets me know what's going on. I ask, are you okay? She says, well, you know, I almost puked in my car, but otherwise I'm okay. Yeah. They have the ceremony. It turns out, you know, being a true comedian and a truly nice person, Julia thought the mistake was hysterical. You know, she wanted them to leave it. She said she would have whipped out a Sharpie and fixed it right there. So it wasn't shiny and perfect, but, you know, at least they got her name right. So I posted a little story on CNN.com about it. I included my picture. And then suddenly my email inbox starts filling up. I mean, people are spreading the story around the web. Anna was delighted at the story. You know, it turned out for a lot of publicity. And other websites wanted to run it. Some of them called and asked permission, and you know, because I had the only photo before it was fixed. So some of them asked permission, and I sent them to the people in Atlanta who take care of permission for things like that. And some people just went ahead and ran it on their own. Naughty, naughty. That's stealing. You don't do that. Mm-hmm. And end of the day, I'm heading home, and I get a voicemail, because my BlackBerry was dead by that time. I've been so busy. I get a voicemail from Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh, wow. Oh,
and
my gosh.
She was saying she can't believe that I'm the one who noticed the misspelling. She's blown away. She sounds just like you expect her to sound. You expect her to say, get out, you know. So she leaves her number, the publicist, and I call back, and soon I'm talking with her, you know, I'm delighted she found the blog call-worthy, you know. She tells me again how amusing she found the whole thing. And she, you know, wrote that, and the Walk of Fame wrote that for a week. There was much more publicity than any typical Walk of Fame ceremony because, you know, it had never happened before. And, you know, it took me all of 15 seconds to spot it and snap the picture and not much longer to write it up, but I got my own little 15 minutes of fame out of it. My name was mentioned in a couple of places on Anderson Cooper and elsewhere, and even if people didn't mention my name, they talked about the CNN copy editor who spotted it. And now they've changed the procedure where anytime they do a star, when they make that nameplate that gets sunk into the ground in the star, they take a digital picture of it and they send it immediately to the star's rep. So the rep can
sign off on this.
Like a few months later, Gwyneth Paltrow had her star, and her name is always misspelled. So they said, no, we're not making this mistake again.
Look what you have done.
I would have taken another picture, but it got me my 15 minutes of semi-fame. It made me a wonderful friend in Anna Martinez, who is a real treasure, and it gave me a good story. So, you know, and it reminded me to smile every time I walk in and out of the metro station every day.
I got to tell you, David, I think there you have more than 15 minutes of fame because you
well,
are...
Well, thanks to you three.
No. Obviously, I mean, we love having you on as a guest because you bring, I mean, such amazing information and all the good stuff that's going on
movie reviews to, you know, what's happening with the stars right now. What can we expect from you, you know, coming down the line? What are we ready to hear about?
Well, it's summer, so there are, you know, there are always huge movies coming up. The next really big one after Spider-Man is The Dark Knight Rises. This is the third and the last Batman movie from Christopher Nolan. Interest in this is running really high. If any movie has a chance to do as well as The Avengers did this summer, and, you know, The Avengers had just hit $600 million domestic box office, which is amazing. The Avengers is the biggest, highest-grossing movie ever not made by James Cameron. You know, you've got Avatar and Titanic, and then you've got The Avengers. And people are saying The Dark Knight Rises could do that well. So that comes out later in July. The Emmys come up in the fall, and we'll be looking at the top television programs and who's going to win those coveted awards. Yeah. And, you know, stars can't go very long without making news. It's just not in their DNA. So every time, you know, anytime you want to have me back on, there's always going to be what my coworker Doug and I call celebrity malfeasance.
Love
things
it.
That we can things that
Love
we can
it.
Talk about and fill you in about. So have me back. I promise I'll have some more for you.
Okay, well, thank you so much. We're a little running over time now, so we're going to have to say goodbye, unfortunately. But we'll be speaking to you very soon.
Lovely.
Yeah, we're not letting you go that easy. You know that.
I know.
Have a great weekend.
Always a pleasure,
July.
Ladies.
David, thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right,
well,
Lee.
It's a wrap.
That's a wrap, baby. It's
a wrap, baby. Thanks to all our guests, Gabby and Michelle and David. We appreciate your time, and we hope you enjoyed our show tonight, and we'll see you next week. Good night, everybody. Bye.
Big kisses.
Mwah.